Good morning. Thank you so much for coming back. Our chief strategist, our chief wealth strategist is here, Stephen LeBroy from the LeBroy Insurance Group, LLC. Good morning to you.
Good morning once again. So appreciated to be here on Sunday.
All right. You know what? It is half the year is gone.
Oh, my God.
I know. You hate to look at it that way, but half the year is gone already. And, you know, we still are preparing for so many different things. And as we are, as my husband says, rapidly, he's getting to 60. I'm just in my mid-50s. So, but there are things that we just have to get in place here for our retirement, for impending death, because we all got to die. Okay. That's a reality. And we're going to talk about some life insurance today, breaking down life insurance, because there's so many different policies or products, if you will, out there. And we need some help. OK, so tell us what we need to know about these products.
Yes, I wanted to really talk today about the different life insurance products, even business insurance and long-term care. We're experiencing so much in terms of good things these days. You know, we have self-employment. We're back to work. The employment percentages are up. And, you know, people have side hustles. And all of what we're talking about now is truly planning and staying on top of our planning. So I'm going to start with just going down the row, just giving some what I think is some strategic explanations of some of the cliches and some of the things I hear my clients say out here. So
start with term life, because that's the one we hear the most about. Well, we hear about whole life, but you're going to explain that. But let's start with term life.
Yes, term insurance, term life insurance. You hear about it on TV, a lot of commercials. Some people talk about whole life, but term insurance is what we cliche as the cheap insurance. You know, insurance, life insurance is all still about planning something in the future. But understand, term insurance is just to cover loss of income or to cover assets that you need to be paid just in case of a tragic loss. So, you know, term insurance, usually a term, just like it says, 10, 20, 30 years, a lot of times maximum, is when the prices are the same. And then after that, the prices usually go up. You know, you have to be careful regarding your policy because it can be convertible to whole life. Some policies convert even late age. You know, they might convert at age 75.
Okay.
But, you know, at that time, the policy will go up in price potentially, and you can get a quote, but you don't have to take a medical exam. So, you know, when you call it cheap insurance, you're really knowing that it's an objective and you're just trying to cover loss of income or make sure your family is good and just in case you go home early.
So if I have a 30-year policy, term life, and I'm not dead, you know, at that time, I have not passed on, so I can renew that. But you're saying that the prices will probably be different, way different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as you know, insurance is a lot of it's based on age and health.
Right.
So, you know, we're talking about 30 years into the future. And if you're still in great health, still working out, the prices will be consistent, but your age will be different.
Right.
And so you want to look at the terms of the policy or the, you know, the actual benefits of the policy, that either it can be converted to whole life or, like you said, potentially renewed into another term policy. And we know that, you know, after age 85, you can't get life insurance anyway. So you got to get it before age 85. My grandmother always wanted to get it after age 85, and I had to tell her that, you know, she couldn't get it, you know. So, it's definitely something that we have to look at, but it's just set objectively for covering loss of income. It has very little other strategic benefits, unlike some of the others that we'll talk about.
Okay. So let's go right into whole life insurance. That's something else that we're seeing a lot of on television. You see these older people talking about whole life insurance. Is that for seniors or is that for anybody?
Well, you know, life insurance is for anybody as long as you qualify. The kind of commercials you see on TV are pretty slated towards lower face value policies, maybe up to $25,000. A lot of times it's geared towards people who've waited later in life who don't have life insurance and they didn't plan early. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you get these policies to make sure that your end of life services and celebration is covered, that you don't leave any bills for your children or for your loved ones. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whole life in itself can be a strategic plan if we pay attention to it. It has its own tax code, 7702, and it has provisions that can be put in place if you strategize with your agent so that you can use it throughout your entire life for different things. And if it's done properly, Tawanda, even the death benefit grows over time. So, you know, we have to be able to look at it from a very strategic perspective, not just from a product, and it's more expensive and term life is cheap, but from a strategic perspective and have a clear discussion as to what would you like it to look like in the future when it's potentially time for you to use it while you're living, because a lot of these policies also have accelerated death benefits. So if you're ever chronically ill, critically ill, or terminally ill, you can pull some of the money down off the policy while you're living to help you with health care costs. So it's very important to strategize and potentially look at this extremely earlier in life.
So when we hear permanent life insurance, is that the same as whole life insurance?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Permanent life is a category. Whole life is a product.
Okay.
So permanent life can encompass several things. Whole life, index universal life, variable universal life, any product that will last your entire life. It's interesting that the words really tell what they are. Whole life is your entire life. You know, permanent life means your entire life. So the category is permanent life, the product is whole life, and even some of the other products, index universal, means that, you know, you have some type of index involved or market index involved.
Like investments.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Other ones that you really wanted to talk about, employer life insurance. And a lot of us have that on our jobs. But
yeah,
there are caveats to that, right?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I brought this out because, you know, the first thing people will tell you is, I got life insurance on my job. And it's really the truth, but it's group life insurance.
Right.
And even in that policy, there are provisions that you have to pay attention to. A lot of times, majority of times, those policies just end when the job is over.
Exactly.
So if you stay there through retirement and you can be older, you may not have life insurance. If you leave the job early, you may not have life insurance. So you just have to understand, yes, they're free or nominal
right.
in terms of pricing. You know, you can maybe two, three times your salary.
Right.
But at the same, and and no medical. You know, you can go in with pre-existing conditions and still have life insurance. So it still has to be strategized with what your plans are. Some of them are convertible to whole life when you leave. Some of them are portable. Portable means that you can take it with you.
Right.
But then some of them you can take with you, and the prices just continue to increase every 5 years, maybe every year. It's really clear even to talk to an agent about what you have on your job, because a lot of times your HR people can't explain it to you.
They just know you want health insurance. Here you go. Check the box.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
so right. Let's talk about business insurance. I have a friend who's kind of going through a little something with business insurance right now. And I was asking him to explain it, and he really couldn't explain it to me.
Yeah, business insurance. You know, the general business insurance is purchased through your property and casualty companies, you know, your regular companies that do auto and homeowners. But life insurance agents provide what is called, the two main ones that I know are called key man insurance or buy-sell agreements. Both have to do with the principals in the company. Key man is just what it says. Mm-hmm. If there's a key employee, maybe a great salesperson who's bringing in the majority of your revenue, maybe a person who manages all your operations, and you may be an absentee business owner, but the business is going extremely well, key man insurance gives you the ability to have life insurance on that person just in case something happens to that person so you can continue with business continuity.
Right. And how many times have we seen somebody pass on in the business and the business goes under? We've seen that. Yeah, we've seen that a number of times.
Yes, and you have to be careful because if you got something going strong, you know, it can be in if you got a, even if you got a family-owned business, maybe you got somebody, a trusted relative who's working in a key position, and you love that person, but that person may get sick or something happens to that person. Then you're really in, you're in a dual situation because you lost a family member, but then you lost a key person in your company.
Right.
And, you know, the buy-sell agreement is similar to that, but it helps when you have partners. If you have a partnership and something happens to one of the partners, usually that estate of that partner, the spouse or the estate assumes the partnership. If you have a buy-sell agreement in place with insurance in place on each partner, then the surviving partner can purchase the business from the deceased partner and to make sure that the business stays in place. Because a lot of times, Tawana, the spouse of the partner doesn't know anything about the business.
Exactly.
Or is not interested in it.
Mm-mm.
You know, they may just, you know, they may be grieving and not want to come to work.
Right.
Through a process, you know. So this way, things are already in place because, as I tell people, insurance is about planning and strategizing for choices and options in the future. And so this way, you're putting yourself in a position where you're covered either way because we know, like you said in the beginning, you know, our health will decline, and at some point, we have to go.
That's right. It's a part of life is death, you know.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Health insurance and the individual market outside of the company, what's going on with that right now?
You know, just a quick note I wanted to make, because on the news recently, the government has taken away some of the payments to the insurers. At least that's what's been talked about. And that just means all those subsidies that Affordable Care Act or Obamacare was putting in place to help us afford health insurance on the open market. Now, quite frankly, a lot of people are working for companies now, and they don't have to be concerned about this because their health insurance is provided by their company. But those self-employed people like myself and others that are still getting insurance on the open market, be very careful and pay attention. You know, there are a lot of things that can affect your budgets regarding health insurance that you can't do anything about. So just pay attention to what's going on in the news.
All right. One of my favorite things to talk about, long-term insurance. We had a personal experience with this, my mom's dear friend. And that's when I began to really take notice about long-term care. It's so important. And again, something that, how many baby boomers we got? Everybody's aging, and we get about 4,000 people who turn 85 every day. That's amazing.
Yes. And you know, on the opposite end of that is 10,000 people turn 65 every day.
My goodness.
You know, so we're talking about a huge population swell of people who are going to possibly need services as we live longer. So, yeah, long-term care, you know, it became a phenomenon maybe 20 years ago. And then a lot of companies dropped out of the market because they found out that they hadn't really planned for this longevity, and so the policies weren't operating properly. Now they're coming back strong, and there are strategic ways of getting long-term care. It usually entails, if you can't perform 2 or 4 average daily living programs, basically bathing, dressing, transferring, toilet incontinence, and eating, if you can't perform 2 of the 4, your long-term care policy could kick in. You know, it's an interesting thing because you pay for it up front for a monthly benefit, and usually it may take 90 days for that benefit to kick in once you put a claim in, unless you buy a policy that gives you the benefit right away. There are different types of policies, and you must read them. I think there are about 10 companies still in the market, and I would say quote all of them. I'm not biased on any of the companies so that you can see clearly, because we're talking about at a time in your life when you're going to need these benefits the most. There are more single people today with smaller families.
Right.
And so, you know, some people may live in certain cities and their kids live in another city. So it's very important to know there are policies that cover both spouses if you're married, called joint life policies. And there are actually other policies that are return on premium. Return on premium means that if you never use it, you get your money back.
Oh, I love that.
Some policies. I thought it was really cool because at the end of the day, if you don't end up using it and you can get your money back, you can strategize on another retirement planning process.
Right.
And you can put yourself in a position so that your money never, so that you never outlive your money.
I think that is such a huge concern. You know, of course, my 91-year-old grandmother, and she outlived her money. And so thank God my grandfather had a whole life policy. And when he passed on almost 30 years ago, he paid off the house, the land, he paid off everything. And so all she has is taxes and her utilities. That's it. And see, she got 9 kids, so everybody's like, here you go. Here you go, we got that.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yep.
That's when I hear stories like that, what I see is no stress.
She's lived a stress. That's why she still got her mind, because she lived a stress-free life for the last 30 years, you know?
I'm sure she missed
my grandfather, but she didn't have to worry about anything. And that was just amazing. And he was such a businessman, though, and he was always thinking ahead.
I love it. Yeah. I wanted to chat a little bit about annuities. You know, people hear that all the time. There's commercials with people saying they hate annuities. There's commercials with people saying, you know, pay attention to annuities. But if nothing else, let me just give people a little bit of the structure. You know, I call it the new pension plans, because, you know, after the 70s, a lot of the manufacturing in this country have gone away, and a lot of even those that are still here are taking away those pensions, take care of you for the rest of your life. You know, only certain entities, maybe governments, schools, have lifetime benefits after you leave, but pay attention to that real closely. Annuities are private products that insurance companies provide that could have lifetime income and death benefits attached. So they're essentially savings programs that have the ability to make money on the market while the market goes up, but the money is not directly participating in the market. And when the market goes down, they provide for no loss of your funds. So how about that? No loss of your funds, but as the market goes up, you have a chance in participating in increased dollars in your account.
So so if we have an annuity, we decide on an annuity, can we roll over our 401ks or our pensions or anything into that, or no?
Yes, okay. you can, but they're usually the 401k, the IRAs, the 403bs, you know, have your agent really look closely. It usually has to be a account that is not with your current employer.
Ah.
Your current employer has an account that you're participating in, and you can't touch that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, if we've had 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs, and we participated really strongly in those programs, and a lot of times you can't contribute to them anymore, so they just sit there, and you may be able to manipulate the investments that they're in to try to manage it, but you can't add money in case of losses.
Got it.
Can't add money to, you know, to good opportunities in case of more gains. So sometimes it's prudent to move them into annuities so that you can have no losses but potential gains, and you know that those dollars are going to be there, plus the opportunity to have a benefit for lifetime income, which means that the insurance company is going to make a promise and show you the number of what you're going to be able to get annually or monthly, and you'll be in a position to not have to worry about it, even if your money runs out, because the insurance company will provide you with that income, even if your principal, the money you put in, runs out.
Okay. So, you know, I know that for most of us, we think, oh, all of this stuff is so hard. We can't get the terms. We don't know. You know, it's like math. It's like calculus, or some people understand it and most of us don't. So I always say, leave your things up to the professionals. And so, you know, there is strategy when you use, especially in wealth management, there's nothing but strategy. And so even with life insurance products, there's strategy, right?
The whole idea is to strategize it for a future time when you think you're going to need it, or you would like to use it, or even using it throughout the entire time that you have the product.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what you think it needs to be done today. Because things change, life change. And I love what you said. You know, strategy is so important. And so it's important to sit down with an agent and strategize on just maybe brainstorm scenarios.
Yeah.
What ifs?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can't look at YouTube for everything. You can't look at Google for everything. I mean, some things you do understand, but I think having somebody to bounce some questions off of so that you will fully understand what it is that you are trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish for your retirement, because we're all moving toward retirement, whether you like it or not.
Yes, yes. You just do not want, you know, to outlive your money, because times are just getting more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting more and more precarious in terms of all the things that we can't affect. And so focusing on our own personal finances is so important. And I think you're right. It's just a matter of making sure that throughout our lives, we can put a strategic plan together, and we can make changes to it along the way, you know, building assets and strategizing on the comfort and the security of our families and those around us. And even if we're single people, like myself, at the end of the day, I'm going to leave my assets to an organization or an entity or a charity of my choice, and maybe even my college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's so many different places that you can do that. And they love that. You know, the organizations love that. Tell folks what and how they can reach out to you for consultation, ask any questions, any concerns, where they need to go.
Yes, please email me at slebroy at LeBroy Insurance Group. Facebook, LeBroy Insurance Group. I'm on Instagram, Let's Bank On It. You can always call me at 202-544-6226, and I will get back with you. We can sit down and have a discussion or email back and forth. Ideas are very, very important to have, and then striking out and implementing it. So, again, I appreciate you for this Sunday morning talk.
All right. And LeBroy is LeBROI. Okay. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. Stephen LeBroy, our chief wealth strategist this morning with the LeBroy Insurance Group. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.